Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Double ATL in the building. My big homies, Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Crosstalk Podcast, you dig?
Yeah. Crosstalk Radio in the building. Got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know. We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know. Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
It's Crosstalk Talk with this radio, conversations about the high low. This Big Pudge and Steph Swig, two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic, discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors, ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room, it's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe big things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game. Oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
Welcome
now
to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man Steph Swig.
This is your man Big Pudge.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love.
All day long, all day, all day.
Thank you for that. Yo, well, we got a great show for you as always. Nothing special. We say, you know, at this point, our shows are all great, so we can just say we have a regular show for you.
Our regular shows are great. We got a saucy show for you. A little juice.
Yeah. So I hear people, and this is something I thought about for a long time. People think, you know, I hear some people think that when you die, you go straight to heaven or hell. You go to church and people say, mama's down watching us. She's in a better place, all this other stuff. And then you got people who believe that when you die, you don't go to hell or heaven at the moment you have judgment day. Then that determines where you go. So I compiled a bunch of scriptures. Some look like it might support that when we die, we go straight to heaven. And others look like it contradicts that. So we want to weigh in on these scriptures and just go from there. Whatever you want to believe after that, that's you. I'm just going to share the information that I have.
Sorry, I'm going to share the information that I have. You choose to believe what you want to believe.
Yeah, I'll put it out there.
Put it out there.
Exactly. That's how you do it. But before I dive in, man, you got anything?
Nah, I'm gonna let you go ahead. I'm gonna let you go ahead and dive in.
All right, so here we go. Because the first scripture, well, I'll be honest with my opinion from what I studied, I don't think people go straight to heaven or hell when they die. I think they go to the grave. And now that I don't know.
You mean they soul or just
hold on. Because I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know when it talks about the grave in the Bible. Is it figurative or is it literal?
So you ain't exegete that, man. We should do that right now.
What you mean? I don't know what exegete means. It sounds cool, though.
That means like dissect, like break down exactly what it is that you read. Like if you read something, like if you go back to the strong, like go into the strong coordinates.
Yeah, I figured when I read the information that I had, it'll kind of lead us in that direction. But the point I was making, when it talks about the grave sometimes, I think it means figurative and some, depends on what scripture you read. I think it means figurative in some scriptures. I think it means literal grave where your body is buried and some other scriptures.
All right, so grave. Tell me what was that, like the New King James Version?
Listen, it would be New King James Version and NIV Version. It says grave.
Okay. Give me that scripture.
Man, come on, Pudge.
Just give me the scripture.
I got to find it now. I had a whole way I want to go about this.
I know that, but you know, we don't do things always the way we plan.
Yeah. I noticed that. I see that.
No, you just noticing that it's coming from me now.
Yeah. All right. I have it. It's in, where did that scripture come from? Hold on. Oh, man. I know what happened. No, it didn't. No, here it is. Hold on. Yeah. All right. This is coming from Revelations chapter 11, verse 13. And this is talking about, you know, it says, I start off at verse 12. And I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were opened, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up its dead, and death and the grave gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. There's one occurrence of the word grave.
Okay, so that's Revelations 11:13.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so when it says that, to me it sounds like it's talking about a literal grave.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a regular, like a figurative place. When I think about grave, I think about this person. I think about a resting place. This is my personal thoughts based on my understanding of what I've read. If you look at in the Bible, every time Jesus talked about death, it was always sleep. Like, you know, it wasn't like they was in heaven when they died. Like, even when what I'm getting at is like when he raised Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to find the scripture I had highlighted. Okay, Matthew 17:1-3. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, John, and the brother of James on a high. Nope, that's not the right one. Sorry. I don't think some of my notes printed off. But here we go. We'll go with, sorry. It was Matthew's another scripture. I'm sorry. It's John 11:11-13. And these things he said, and after he said them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I may wake him up. Now, then he said, he and his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. So when Jesus came, he found out that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. So point being, we know Jesus was not talking about actual, like somebody sleeping, like you're snoring, getting rest the next day, because this dude had been dead for 4 days. So, but Jesus never said he was in heaven or in hell. He said he was asleep, and so Jesus went and woke him up from the dead. Like, this dude was. It didn't say he pulled him out of heaven, called him back out of heaven, called him back out of hell. It says he woke him up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, every time Jesus rolled someone up from the dead, it was never like they was in heaven. He always referred to it as asleep. He said, Matthew 9:18 said, while he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, my daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live. Jesus got up and went with him. And so this is the disciples, and when Jesus entered the synagogue's leader house, he saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, and he said, go away, this girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went and took the girl by hand, and she got up. And see, and so when I think, when I hear sleep, I think, when I'm hearing sleep, I think sleep and death are synonymous in these terms here, but it's like, I think it's like when you die, it's like you sleep, and then you don't know anything. Like when you go to sleep at home, you don't know how much time's passed till you wake up again. So I think when it comes to dying, you are asleep in a resting place in a grave until your actual judgment day. Just based on what I understand. I got more scriptures, but I'm just saying. And I think
give me some more scriptures.
Okay. I'll go with this one right here. 1 Thessalonians. No, I'll go Revelation 11:15. And I saw a great white throne. Sorry, Revelation 11:15. I saw a great white throne.
You said, you said Revelations 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
No, I think that's, I'm sorry, I think that's 11, Revelations 20, 11 through 15.
All right, next. So, because I'm over here stuck at 11 and 13, and it didn't say nothing about the grave.
Yeah.
So, where was
it's
that?
It's Revelations 20, verse 13.
So it's Revelations 20.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that.
Because I'm like, man, I'm over here. I was waiting for you to, I didn't want to interrupt you. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead. You said Revelation 20:11-15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And And it says, "And I saw a great white throne and one sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, but they found no place to hide. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were open, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." See, I'll stop right there because it says, "And the dead were judged by according what they had done." Right? But it didn't. So if we go straight to heaven, Why are we being judged now? Like, do everybody go to heaven and then they get judged and get kicked out of heaven? How does that work? So if the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books, then it goes into the scripture I read earlier: the sea gave up its dead, the death and the grave, and gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds. Then death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is a second death. Anyone whose name was not recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. So that sounds like a judgment day. So it don't sound so like you.
It sounds like.
It sounds like this is a ladder after you die the first time. They also refer to it as a second death.
Okay.
So now I'm going to 1 Thessalonians, and this is where I like this. This also supports what I feel supports my point. It says, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-16. "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you will grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe Jesus died and rose again. So believing that God will bring Jesus with those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and a trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." But it says the dead in Christ will be called up. So if you're already in heaven, you can't get called up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say when you die, you don't go straight to heaven. I think you go to the grave as a resting place. Mm-hmm. I don't think you get sentenced until, like they talk about, you get called up on judgment day. You get judged for your deeds, and then you go. It's a sorting process. Okay, you either go here or you go there. That's what I think. And also, I don't think. And if you think about it, you know, people tend to talk about, you know, if Christ came and took the keys from hell and everything like that, so where did people go before Christ came? You know what I mean?
Well, before he came, they went to hell.
They went to hell? See, I don't think so.
Where do you think they went? I'm not going to say hell.
See, because let me jump on this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you read the Testament, that the Bible we have now, you know, it says the word hell a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But
that don't always mean.
It doesn't mean hell.
Gotcha.
Say, okay, but the word they use was Sheol, Gehenna, and Hades. And Hades and Sheol, Hades is Greek, but Sheol was Hebrew for grave, not hell.
Okay.
So to me, it would make no sense. That would make no sense to live a righteous life like as Abraham did, and you die and go to hell. So what would be the point? You get what I'm saying?
All right. So what does it mean? So what do you think it meant when the first thing Christ did after he was crucified was go to, and the word says hell, to grab the key of paradise?
Yeah.
So you think he just went to the grave?
I think when it talks about, that's a good question.
And
because people talk about it's a devil, but I don't think so. But you're right. Let's just grab the key, because keys can mean principles too. And I think that might make more sense. I can't tie that in right now.
Right.
But
that was just the question I'm just broadly asking. Yeah,
but keys mean authority, obviously. But I think when it says that, I think that meant death was not going to be the final resting place for people. It brought us the chance to go to actual heaven.
But you know, before I need to find that, because before, like, I think nobody was pure enough to even like go to
actual heaven.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think so.
And it's because nobody. No, I mean, he had not died for us yet.
Yeah,
so it's like, and it's in the word, like before he took the key of paradise, where we all went.
Yeah, I think it was Hades or Sheol. Sheol means grave.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Gotcha. When people die, I don't think they go straight to heaven or hell.
Right. I got you.
And then when you get to the mountain, you know, he had Moses come back and they talking to him. So is hell somewhere you can walk in and out of? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then again, he had the key. So I mean, then it go.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
But. Yeah, man, you got me all on. But anyway,
this is good.
Yeah, this is good.
You're right. This is good because I like going off script, man.
And that's fine. I love it too. The thing is, though, I want everybody to take a second and think back for a second, or just get out of your emotions, because when it comes to people dying, people are very sensitive. Mm-hmm. So to the point where you go into church and someone died, you know how they lived, and the pastor just highlight all the, he's a wonderful man of God, and you're like, I knew this dude. He wasn't not like...
He's not a wonderful man of God, like you're saying.
You know, so... When it comes to people dying, I don't think a lot of people have... I think some people have an issue with the fact that someone could be dead and they just sit in the grave waiting for Judgment Day. So I think as a comfort or just lack of wanting to believe, I think people tend to believe, like, oh, well, she's in a better place. She's in heaven. I think if you're suffering or not, if you die, then you're in a better place until your Judgment Day anyway, whether you go to heaven or hell, because if you're not suffering, if you're dead, you know what I'm saying? You're not suffering. You're outside of your flesh. All right? So, but yeah, it talks about rising and Christ rising from the dead. So you can't, like I said before, you can't rise from dead if you're already in heaven. That doesn't make no sense. All right. So people tend to go to, when they talk about the people who believe that you go straight to heaven when you die, if you're saved, they go to Corinthians 5:8. And it says, for we must all, it's the scripture that talks about to be absent from the body, to be present in Christ. But if you read the whole, if you read it in context, it's not saying that. It's saying that's what's better. It's not saying that, though. In 2 Corinthians 5:8-10 says, we are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. It doesn't say to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Everybody always want to go to the scripture and say that, but that's not what it says. It does not say that. So therefore, that your opinion of, if you're basing the fact we go straight to heaven based on that scripture, then you're reading it in error or out of context. But Paul says, straight up, it says, we are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due for the things we've done while in the body, whether good or bad. But it doesn't say to be absent from the body is to be present in Christ. I heard pastors preach, especially when they refer to their people dying. Of course, you want to think your family's in heaven looking down on you. But I'm not even sure if you're in heaven, can you look? I don't know how that works.
Right.
But I don't think scripture support that you go straight to heaven after you die. All right. And then the other one some people want to go to is when Jesus was on the cross. And he was being crucified next to the thief, and the thief says, basically acknowledged who he was, and Jesus said, well, today you'll be with me in paradise. Mm-hmm. And I think the wording is okay, but I think you have to understand the meaning. None of us was there, but I don't think it means what people mean, because people take it to mean like he was saying, like, this day you will be here with me in paradise. I think he was saying, this day you will be in paradise, but not this, like, this moment, what you said got you to go to paradise, but you're not going this particular moment. That's how I look at that.
Right.
Because I look at everybody, when they die, they go to the grave, and they rise up on Judgment Day. I think once you pass, like, if I was to die right now, I don't think I would go to heaven or hell. I think I would be in the grave until my Judgment Day. Now, as far as me doing something to change where I'm going, I think once you die, then whatever you've done, your last moment, that's it.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't think you get the judgment. Oh, well, Lord, let me try this. No, once you die, I think that's it. I think your judgment is sealed, but I don't think you've got to the verdict yet.
Right.
So that's all I got right now, Pudge, man.
Man, I'm over here trying to dissect grave, and I just dissect heaven exergy, I should say the word. So I'm over here, and I'm not trying to. I just want to, get clarity.
Yeah,
on that. So,
well, why you seem like you still looking?
Yeah, I am. It's just one thing that. So, another thing is, see, because I want to see us. What you're saying is, like, you believe people go to the grave, and they just, that's their resting place.
Now, as far as what that grave is, I'm not sure how that works.
Right.
If it's figurative or literal or both, I don't know.
And that's what I'm trying to, that's what I'm trying to, like, figure out.
Yeah.
However, if would that be considered a level of heaven?
I don't know. I don't know.
And this is the question I'm just posing because you know, we both have heard that there's dimensions and certain levels of heaven.
And there's also dimensions in hell, from what I understand.
See, I haven't heard
it. And see, from what I understand, and see, golly, it gets deep. Because I'm not sure if there are... Because I can't remember where I saw this at, and it's like, it was a scripture that's talking about someone, you can look in there, I don't know if they're talking about a part of heaven. If they're looking, if it's in heaven, looking at a part, and they could see a part of hell, and they saw people walking in. I don't know. It was somewhere I read that, and I can't remember where it was. But it's like there's different degrees to both of them.
Okay.
But either way, it's got to be somewhere. Yeah. And it could be like it could be a part of hell, not the hell with the gnashing of teeth for the fire and brimstone, but just
right.
You know, somewhere separate from God at the moment. I don't know. It's a great question. But I'm sticking to when you die, you're in the grave. That's all I came to the table.
So you feel like everybody that you know right now that has passed away, because clearly the rapture's not here.
Yeah.
It hasn't come. So they're resting in their actual grave. So you're saying like their actual soul is still in the actual shell of the body, in the dirt.
I don't think, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Uh-huh. I think... Because even scripture talks about the bodies will rise up too.
Right.
So I don't know. But I will say, I think that they are not in heaven or hell. So if you want to say purgatory as in the grave, maybe so it might just be a spiritual place where spirits wander. Because we know spirits are around. Okay. So I don't know where that goes. But I definitely think when you die, I think your flesh is separate from your spirit. I do think so.
Yeah,
because that's what
obviously your soul is the reason why you have color, why you know life into your body.
So I think the spirit man is separated from the body. I don't think if your grandma died, I don't think her soul is tied to that grave. I think she might be resting somewhere. Her spirit might be resting, in a spiritual realm that's called the grave. But it's not heaven and it's not hell, or waiting judgment day. Kind of like Beetlejuice when they had to take a number.
Right.
that's kind of how I think. I don't know.
Right.
But the Bible does refer to death. Well, when Christ talked about death, he talked about it being sleep. So that's why I think it's kind of like when you go to sleep, but you wake up in heaven or wake up wherever, or judgment day. Like you, or that's one version, I think.
Right.
Because one idea that I have, it's just a theory, is that, you know, your spirit's still around, because your spirit doesn't die. So it's still there, and maybe in a figurative spiritual grave, or you could be spiritually asleep, just like you go to sleep today and you wake up at judgment day. I don't know, those are my two theories. I don't have any in between, but those are my two theories right there.
Okay,
but what you got, Puss?
Just for clarity, when you leave, you know, this earth, you know, say at the end of the day, you only have two options. It's heaven or hell.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're thinking that you're going to come back reincarnation as a butterfly or a horse or tiger, lion, it's not happening.
No.
That's not what's going to happen. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put them basics out there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just the pure basics.
Okay.
you know, I did not know that there was more than, different levels. I've always heard that there's different levels of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
What I do believe strongly is that when we die, we do not automatically go to the final heaven.
Okay.
And it's based in what you're saying, like, we have to get judged.
Mm-hmm.
Before that part even happens.
Mm-hmm.
And as you read further in the scripture, like, the world that I believe that we are living on right now, as that the people call Earth, will be the new Jerusalem, will be the new and final heaven.
Yeah.
You know, when judgment has come, when the devil's been put into the lake of fire, all that, like this mm-hmm. will actually be new, what I call new Jerusalem. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So I do not believe that we go straight from leaving this shell right to judgment day mm-hmm. and then waiting for new Jerusalem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I've always wondered. My mother had a picture in our house growing up, and it was a picture of the rapture, and it was a painting,
mm-hmm.
and the person that drew the painting, people were rising from their graves. People mm-hmm. were coming from out of the sea.
Yeah.
People, planes were crashing in the air, and people were coming from out of the planes, but it was like all the souls were being lifted
mm-hmm.
that were being raptured up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then in the painting, they had people that were still left behind.
Yeah.
You know, so it, I've always wondered that all my life growing up, you know, wondered that. But that picture always represented as the rapture coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now looking at souls coming out of the grave.
Yeah, yeah,
during the rapture. It's kind of bringing light to what you have been saying as far as it's a resting place. You don't know if it's actual grave, mental, you know what I'm saying, or you know what it is, but you know, you don't know what if grave means actual in the dirt, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's something that I always wondered, but it always hit me, but I never really thought, okay, where do we go?
That's a great question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where do we go when we leave here?
It's going to turn into a witness thing in a minute. Do you, right. If you want to know where you go,
because
you
my have thing to... is, my thing is, this is really, okay, so, the reason why I believe there's more than one level, now, what I saw, and I'm not even going to read, because to me, this is foolishness, but I believe some people, I believe it's foolishness, because I just can't believe that people, human beings, actually believe this reason why there's three different levels of heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like in this article that was starting off real good, it was like, God knows, some interpret this, okay, so the closest scripture that says to there being different levels of heaven is found in 2 Corinthians 12:2. And it says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up into the third heaven.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you have to further read everything it was saying. But it says, whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. You know, say God knows. That's the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It says, some interpret this as indicating that there are three different levels of heaven, a level for super committed Christians or Christians who have obtained a high level of spirituality, a level for ordinary Christians, and a level for Christians who do not serve God faithfully.
All right, well,
actually, it says this view has no basis in Scripture.
I think I don't want to say it does or don't, but let me explain where I want to be. Because I don't think it's that far-fetched as you're reading it. I was thinking, if you think about this, and I'm not saying that Scripture supports that, but there's, you know, there's different ones, but it says you will be judged according and right in accordingly to your deeds, good and bad. Right. But once you get saved, you're guaranteed a seat in heaven. But if you're being judged according to what you did and didn't do, it might determine what level of heaven you go to.
Now that I can see. That I can see. Yeah. But see, I can see that because of the judgment.
Yeah.
Not. This is where you're being placed soon as you leave
here. No, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
But see, that's what I was thinking when I was reading it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, now that you put it to where, like, okay, judgment, you know what I'm saying? This is where you've been placed because of how your life has been judged.
Exactly.
Okay, that I can get. So, and it's another thing, like, I know that when the rapture does come, during the process of the seven seals being opening, all the people that then give their lives to Christ and become saved, then they won't even go straight to heaven. But when they get slaughtered, and I'm saying slaughtered because that's kind of like a nice word to use compared to how God says everyone that, you know, saying becomes a follower of me during that time, you will be a martyr pretty much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How you going to die is not going to be a nice way.
Yeah.
But they are even put in a place that's that I don't believe is in the same place we were going to be in when we leave here, because they started crying out to God and asking him, how long before you take us up? Like, we've suffered enough.
Yeah.
We've actually, you know what I'm saying, we've proclaimed who you are. Mm-hmm. How long before you take us? But they sound like they was going through.
Yeah.
Like it was misery, like suffering, having to be there.
Yeah.
And God's response to them was, is enough of y'all haven't died yet.
That's comforting.
I mean, you know, enough. But he did give them a comfort. I think it was a roll. I'm speaking short term, y'all, when it comes to scripture. You know what I'm saying? Like layman term speaking, like a roll. He gave them a form of comfort while they were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like they even had to wait. You know what I'm saying? Because enough people, like, literally had not been martyred, you know what I'm saying, to before what God had already prophesied was going to happen could happen yet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely believe that there's definitely more than one level of heaven. I can see the whole, you know, based on what you've done in your spirituality and all that, I can see that after the judgment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you get to heaven. Like, I don't believe that at one point in time, I was rhyming about, I didn't care what the world thought. I didn't care what nobody thought about how selfish I was being about me praising God and me loving God and doing what it took to get lives saved. Because I said at the end of the day, when I get to heaven, none of y'all have helped me save like the people that I'm like. I'm saying I'm being selfish in what I'm doing because my crown and my jewels is not going to be like yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do have a throne waiting for me when I get to heaven. I determine how fat that throne is by staying obedient to what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you could do a half behind job and I could do a full made job. My crown going to be just a little more plush than yours is. So mm-hmm. I can understand the,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, the different levels and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I was being selfish in that manner because I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm thinking with a fleshly mindset. I'm like, I want the fat jewels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
When I get there, I want the huge crown. I want to rock to the side. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, and it's representation of how much I did for him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to be the big boss man when I get home to like the final heaven. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was acting like, I mean, you know, it's one of the most swag type bosses.
Yeah, I feel you. Man. So you got anything else concerning the three heavens?
Nah. That's. I mean, I just wrapped it all.
Yeah.
I was going to go another route, but I just started talking. Mm-hmm. So I summed it all up.
I got you.
Right, I did. Right.
Well, I want to go back a little bit. Just not that I feel like I need to convince you. It's just that, you know, some people are hard-headed, especially if you've been taught a certain way you believe, a certain way that you got emotions tied into it. So I taught my whole life, grandma up in heaven, watching down, da-da-da-da-da. That's mm-hmm. cool. So here's how, I just want to go back to the scripture. And to my understanding is John chapter 11, and I think I'm starting at verse 12. And this is back to the Lazarus story. And mm-hmm. I just want to read this whole conversation that Jesus is having with Martha. It says, then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. So when Jesus came, he found that that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. So he was dead. It wasn't like it was no thought about it.
Right,
4 days
right.
He was dead. I think he already started stinking or whatever. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Mm-hmm.
But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Now this is the part where I'm talking about right here. This is what Martha says to him.
Mm-hmm.
Martha says, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So even when Jesus is talking to her about him rising again, she's not thinking that he's going to rise right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's thinking in her understanding that he's going to rise at the resurrection day.
Right.
So
right.
If we go straight to heaven again, mm-hmm. that was even her understanding. She walked with Jesus. Why? She didn't know. She understood that her brother was going to rise again mm-hmm. at the resurrection, not right now.
Right.
So that does, to me, that still supports that when we die, we don't go straight to heaven or hell. We go to a resting place and then we rise at the resurrection, judgment day, all that other stuff.
Okay.
So, case closed. But again, like, I don't know how much freedom spirits have once they leave, and we got to do one on ghosts one day.
Oh my gosh, ghosts, really?
Are you going to say really? We talking about aliens and everything. Come on, man. Come on.
We had our anniversary show already, so folks know how I feel about them type episodes. So it ain't like I gotta hide it.
You ain't gotta hide it now, right?
I put it out there during the anniversary show.
But again, when you have conversations like that, you get people who don't normally listen. These are interesting topics. You have Christians who say they've seen ghosts. You have Christians who have spiritual encounters.
Yeah, I'm not saying,
you know,
that.
It's worthy. It's worthy. Either way.
You know, I'm not debunking it at all.
Yeah. You know, you have those ghost conversations. It might be a chance to witness the people who have, you know, you got people who chase ghosts and they pick up on certain things. I don't know. I don't know what ghosts are. I don't know if they're demons or just spirits or familiar spirits. I don't know. I would like to do one on that topic anyway. I'm not saying it's the next show, but it will be a crosstalk topic one day, people.
Oh, my goodness. Look at it.
One day.
A crosstalk topic one day, people.
Because if you're talking about, I mean, because it kind of ties in, plus if you think about it, if people don't go to heaven or hell, and people or when they die, and people swearing up and down when people die that they see them watching over their family. You know, I have several people who told me they've seen family members who died watching over their kids and stuff like that, and they swear up and down it's the same exact person.
So, I mean,
I don't know. I'm saying it's worthy to investigate and talk about.
I mean, I can't dismiss that. I mean, I've seen both my grandmothers since they've been gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guess I look at it spiritually instead of, you know, the word ghost is probably what's throwing me, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't look at it.
A dead spirit.
I don't know how to describe it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I've seen the both of them, like, very vividly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And every now and then, I can hear them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's straight up. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. That. So, I don't know. I guess because when you say the word ghost, I'm not saying that there aren't any, but when you say the word ghost, it's tricky.
It sounds evil to you?
Not evil. It just, it takes away from what somebody is experiencing spiritually. But there are people who have legit seen ghosts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it ain't spiritual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, call me crazy, but I do believe, because there is a demonic force that when people like a haunted house,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, that's not far-fetched to me.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's some spirits up in that house, you know what I'm saying, that ain't left from whoever was there from whatever or whatever happened. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And people can call that ghosts. And I just think ghost is like a secular term to use.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because even me saying I've seen my grandmother, somebody be like, oh, yeah, he's seen a ghost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm like, to me, spirit is involved in both sides.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Heavily and the mind on both sides.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely think ghosts exist. I definitely think there's something to them. I can't tell you whether they're good or bad. I don't know.
Right.
I've had some paranormal experiences myself, but I'm not going to talk about it on this episode. But I definitely think so. We've had weird stuff happen here. I've seen weird stuff happen to other people, but I had to tell you about that one out there. It's pretty interesting. But definitely, I think ghosts is it. But yeah, I just think ghosts are spirits. I don't know if they're spirits of people who've been here before and passed on, or if they're just spirits that I don't know that yet. But I will do a study and I will talk to people. And we will do a podcast on ghosts because it's a very interesting topic. And it's definitely one that people don't talk about on the type of shows that we do. So,
right.
Anyway, we just did a whole pre-show for the ghost episode. But back to this, man. I think I proved everything, or at least gave enough information where people can make up their own mind. But at the end of the day, you know, let me finish that thought. When people can make up their mind whether we go straight to heaven when we die or hell when we die, or do we have a judgment day and everybody gets sentenced at that particular judgment day. To me, it don't really matter. Like I said, wherever you're headed when you die, that's when you go. You just get there when it's time to get there. You know what I mean? I'm saved, so I'm not really worried about going to hell. Whether as soon as I die, I don't care whether I go to heaven as soon as I die, or as long as I end up there, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it.
All right, so just to add just a little more fact to what you were saying earlier, because I've been in the Blue Letter Bible since mm-hmm. we started.
Yeah, I see you over there.
And you know, I've dissected that word dead, you know, grave. Well, really the word dead. And I was in Revelations 11.
Yeah.
20. Revelations 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started at 11, but it was like when the sea gave up the dead.
Yeah.
So, and everything that I'm reading, you know, when it comes to the properly, it's all the definitions I see. Well, one that has breath, Brutus last breath, lifeless. Mm-hmm. Now this one, deceased departed, one whose soul is in heaven or hell. See, that raised a question mark because it's like, and it raised a question mark because it's like, you leave here, you go to grave, like you said,
yeah.
but you haven't determined, like it's that saying heaven or hell, is letting me know that you still have to be judged, but pretty much like you said, when you breathe your last breath, that was the last time to make any kind of change.
Yeah.
It's like the race is finished.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But pens, time's up, pens down. Put the pencils down. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, this is it. So your judgment is already pretty much determined right mm-hmm. then and there. You just have to be judged after that.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you know, some, and all the other ones pretty much, you know, it goes from physically deaf, then it goes to that, to the spiritual death, you mm-hmm. know. But that was interesting yeah. right there.
There's nothing interesting because I can't even act like I know what that means when it says the sea will give up their dead. I understand what that means when it says the grave, but not the sea. Like, why?
I
forget about the sea.
Instantly, I thought about anybody that died by way of sea.
Okay, let me explain this, though. So, are you saying that their physical bodies go up, or are you saying that their souls come up from the sea? Like, where you die, is that
souls
where...
come up from the sea.
Okay. I'm going to say, because the body might not be in the sea. It might yeah. be eaten up by sharks.
Yeah, I'm thinking the souls yeah. come up from the sea.
Okay.
You know, just like the souls come up from the grave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking pretty much, you know, like, when, like, it's everybody's coming up. You know what I'm saying? From
yeah.
wherever your resting place is. You know, because my thing is, I believe that, honestly, wow. Wow, so
you got to explain that to me
because
you
that whole look because I just had a whole vision of, you know how you always ride down the street of the highway and you always see the monuments with the teddy bears and somebody had an accident and yeah. died right there. I think that's where that person's spirit rests.
I agree.
Instead of, you know what I'm saying, like so honestly, technically, you have grave sites where a lot of souls aren't actually in the grave sites.
Exactly, because even in the military, they get killed. Sometimes they don't bring the body back; they just exactly. have a memorial.
Right. So it's like so you know, just think about all souls rising up from all places where
mm-hmm.
they took their last breath.
Exactly.
You know, what I'm saying, and it's millions of people have died by way of sea.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying. So that's pretty. That's think about it. I'm not trying to be funny, but. All the folks from the Titanic still down there.
I was still thinking about that when you said that. Like, yo, that's true.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That just hit me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you know, thinking that folks coming up from the grave. But I'm like, how is that possible? Where I feel like when you breathe your last breath, that's where your soul rests right there.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. So you... Yeah, so you think that... okay, let me ask this then. So... The second death, I guess the second death is a sentencing. Because the Revelation talking about the lake of fire is the second death. People will debate on that all day and every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the second death is your final sentences. I think. I could be wrong. Because when I'm talking about that, the second death, I think only people who receive the second death is non-believers.
Okay.
Because it says the lake of fire is the second death. If you go back to when Jesus said the wages of sin is death, mm-hmm. doesn't mean you're going to just die on this earth. Because think about it, the Bible refers to being sentenced to hell as a form of death, a spiritual death.
Yeah. yeah.
So that's why I think it, the second death. That's why I think the lake of fire is called the second death. It says the lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found recorded in the book of life is thrown into the lake of fire.
That's just
And of course, let me explain this because I have people, non-believers or even some believers, are asking me like, so if you're in the spirit, why is the lake of fire a big issue? I don't know if it's an actual physical lake of fire or if it's figurative. My understanding of the actual hell, what people talk about, where you go if you don't get saved, is the only thing I can find a consensus on is means to be eternally cut off from God.
Wait a minute, Revelation 19:20.
Yeah.
Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone.
Okay, so that's figurative then. I mean, that's literal, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm about to go find that word, lake of fire.
I think lake of fire, honestly, it sounds like it could be both, too. If you think about it, because how do you throw death, actual death, into a lake of fire? You get what I'm saying? Because it says death in the grave. It says the sea gave up his dead and death. Okay, hold on. Because there's a scripture. Yeah, it says death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. You get what I'm saying? So how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's really interesting. I don't want to be around to find out either way. But
Oh, that's right.
But when it talks about the fire and brimstone, a lot of times that's actual literal place on earth. Like in some scriptures, it says, where they say hell, we're talking about fire and brimstone, they're talking about a place in, I can't remember where it was, it's called Gehenna. Gehenna literally was a place where they burnt trash and bodies. Mm-hmm. And so when they talk about hell back then, I think it's comparison. Like, hey, this is the worst case imaginable situation. Like, you don't want to go to this place where they burn in fire and brimstone and dead bodies and trash. It's a horrible place to be. Not like it was a spiritual place, but I think they compared the spiritual hell to that type of thing. That's the worst thing you can think of. That don't mean hell when you go to hell is actually going to be fire and brimstone. There, to my understanding. Right. Like I said, my understanding of hell, from what I've studied and constantly studied, is to be eternally cut off from the Father, which means to be cut off from life, basically.
I mean, I've heard it's kind of like torture.
I imagine so, but I don't think it's a physical torture, because people always talk about
mental. Yeah. I was thinking mental or spiritual, what I'm saying? Not, you know, that torture of not being able to have any connection with him at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
And I'm looking up the word.
Lake of fire?
Yeah, it's
anything?
It's just that in the blue letter book, it's it has a lake and a fire, so it's two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, don't do that, y'all. Give me the whole.
You know, it's a lot of translations that got to be translated back over. You know, just understanding.
Yeah, and it's pretty dope to actually. You know, if I really wish I could pronounce, like how in the world, you know, you say some of these.
Nope. Spell it.
Oh no! It's in the actual Greek language. You know, I'll have to.
I got you. I got
more
you.
Just to just find it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So you're looking up Lake of Fire.
From what I'm saying right now, you know, saying it's. Well, right now, of course, I'm looking up. I'm trying to find it to where it's giving me the whole a lake of fire. Not
I got you.
A lake and then a fire.
All right. Well, while we got this time, I want to address something real quick. So, let me know when you get it, because I want to say this, because this is a question I hear people ask, especially non-believers, because a lot of times they hear, basically, if you don't accept God, you go to hell. God sends you to hell. And some people, like, that don't sound right to them. And the question is asked this way. How can a loving God send you to hell? And my answer is that he already gave you the way. He already told you the consequences. He made it even simple, because people are like, there's a million ways to get to heaven. There's not a million ways to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you simplest way. The simplest way to somewhere is one point. He said the road is narrow, so it's like it's simple to find it. Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. But I don't think God sends people to heaven. I think it's this, like right here. If I invite you and you don't come to my party, I didn't kick you out in the cold. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I'm telling you this is how you're going to stay warm, come in my house, it's warm in here, it's love in here, come on in, and you don't come in, it's no longer my fault that I didn't send you out in the cold. I think God's the same way. If you love someone, you have to love them enough not to force them. And you can't say, why didn't God tell me this? Because God tells us in a million different ways. God's got so many ways of telling people about Christ, it ain't even funny. You know, you turn on the TV. You know, they talk. You know, you got the preachers. You got the man. It's to the point where people stand on the freaking corners telling you you're going to hell if you don't accept Christ. You got billboards. You got, you know, you got crosstalk. You got Christian nightclubs. Right. You got the Bible. He wrote you a whole book telling you how to get to heaven. So if you haven't accepted Christ and you die, and I'm not saying this in a sarcastic way, and you end up in hell. It's really your own fault, like, because it's been people. At the end of the day, it is, though. It's not God's fault.
It's not.
I mean, but you've been warned. You got family members who are saved to tell you about Christ. It's on TV. It's in the songs. It's like, what do you need? Like, I've seen it. I mean, like, people say, you know, you need to be written in the sky. I've seen an airplane write Jesus saves in the sky. I've seen it on billboards. I've seen it on cars. It's like, how many signs do you need to know that God doesn't want you to go to hell?
Right.
So you can't come at me saying a loving God gave you a way out. A loving God gave you insight, instruction on how to get there. A loving God gave you invitation after invitation after invitation after invitation. Like, especially if you're in America, there's a million churches out here who tell you the way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. They might disagree on everything else, but they will tell you that God loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. Now, then of course, the question is, why did God create hell in the first place? Hell wasn't created for us. Hell was not intended for us. It was intended for the devil and the demons.
Yep.
That's what it's intended for.
Yep.
But when you follow their ways, you're going to go where they go. If you follow God's ways, you go where God is. It's a real simple concept when you really, really think about it. But at least if there's one way, then you know how you feel. If there's only one way to heaven, then you know when you're going the wrong way. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Anyway, so loving God ain't sending you to hell. Loving God didn't create hell for bad people. He created it for demons, and it's never his intention for any of us to perish. That's according to his word. And you have millions of signs, millions of people telling you how to get to heaven. Every preacher on TV is telling you how to get saved. You know, they do a salvation call. Like I said, you might not agree with the gospel of prosperity, but at the end of the day, they will still tell you that Jesus is the only way. The Bible tells you Jesus is the only way. Billboards tell you. Car bumper stickers tell you. Songs tell you. Christian radio stations tell you.
Right.
Pudge will tell you. I will tell you. You got Christian nightclubs. You got city takers who go out in the city to tell you this stuff. You got people on the street corners with the bullhorns telling you. You got people wearing the little pickets saying Jesus saves. It's like, there's no way you can live in this country and can't say, whether you receive it or agree or not, you can't say you haven't seen it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right, that's true.
Anyway, there's my sermon. There's my my salvation call right there. So, Pudge, you ready?
Oh, man, I am.
You're not ready.
No, I can't. Okay. I don't want to give. I need to dive more. And okay. It's going to take more time.
Well, we'll table that for another podcast, though. And we'll definitely come back to it because it's definitely worth looking into.
Yeah, it is.
Because we covered a lot of stuff here. And it's a million more topics we can cover when it comes to stuff. Because you can talk about the three levels of heaven, who goes to these levels. You can talk about hell, where is hell if it's not here. You know, so it's so many different facets you go on to. But these are always wonderful topics to talk about later. Anyway, I said what I want to say about Jesus and him not sending you to hell, but being the complete opposite in how he speaks. And that's all I got, man. Pudge, you got anything else? Why are you laughing, man?
Nah, because I just love the way you just... And that's all I got, man.
Yeah, like, yo, just... I know when I'm out of stuff to say, I said all I can say on this topic. When you die, you go straight to the grave. There's no heaven and hell in between, in my opinion, based on what the scriptures say. And you can believe what you want to believe. At the end of the day, it don't matter.
Right.
Like, whether I believe I go to heaven when I die or right after I die. Doesn't get me to heaven any faster. You know what I'm saying? I already told y'all the way how to get to heaven. That's through Christ Jesus. Hands down. Or Yeshua the Messiah. Let me be real. Yeshua. Because I know there was no J in the Hebrew language. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you call a name, you know, when you call Yeshua, I've seen things happen. I've called them the name of Jesus and things happen because I know God knew who I was referring to. But either way, the correct pronunciation is Yeshua.
Right. And it, to me, it's just really respectful to call him. I'm not saying it's disrespectful, you know, to say Jesus. I'm not saying that at all. There's a reason why his name is Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason. And people should realize that human beings always are trying to put their mindset and hands on something else to enhance something.
Mm-hmm.
And some things are just better left originally the way it was originally designed and performed.
Like God's name, per se?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, true indeed, my thing is because, to me it's pretty simple. J wasn't a letter back then.
Nope.
So what was wrong with us saying Yeshua?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
You can speculate on that all day. I agree. Yeah.
Well, my thing is that's the whole point when I say... You know, Americans trying to do the most.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say it like that. Somebody may have had good intentions on trying to switch it up, but ultimately, people are not calling him his original name.
Well, nobody in the Bible is called the original name because you can't go to Israel and Iraq and all those other places in Arabia and find John, Mark, Luke, Matthew. Those are not their real names at all.
Right about that.
We took it and Americanized it, and I say those names because that's what I'm used to, and it makes sense because I don't have to translate to other people who I talk mm-hmm. to. That's the reason I say Jesus now, because I say Yeshua. People might not understand who I'm talking about because they've been taught Jesus their whole life, and plus, I've been taught Jesus my whole life, so I still have to deprogram that part, and I know your name is Yeshua.
All right, so... Can I segue this into our next? I'm about to hit you with a whole daggone a surprise one right here. I do our topic for our next show.
Great, because I didn't have no idea what he was going to talk about. I'm excited. I don't care what the topic is.
Right, and here it is. So I'm just going to give you the scripture right here, and it's going to come off of this right here. It's Revelations 19. Oh, and it's 11 through 16.
Wow. 19:11-16.
Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. That just gives me chills. All
right.
And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
So who can that be, Pudge?
To me, that is
the great,
okay, just for those who don't know, that is the great Yeshua that we are talking about. That is the second coming.
Yep.
So the next episode is going to be people who believe in Yeshua the Christ and tattoos.
Okay.
Oh, see, it's my belief that I don't feel like, you know, there's a lot of folks, just like with the Snoop Dogg album, tripping. Mm-hmm. People have a lot of issues with, say, people getting tattoos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing is...
We never covered that topic? I thought that's something we would have covered already. Or we just like, I forget. That's the easy topic.
I don't know if we did. Man, a lot of these topics I feel is easy.
Yeah,
but
true.
You know, you be like, but it ain't, though some people need to know because the true. World don't be knowing.
They don't. We gotta be the light, but
that's a topic in a debate that for years it's been an up and down thing where, you know, you have people that use the scriptures where God says, talking about your temple, keep your temple, you know, mm-hmm. scar your temple and all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then you have people that, you know, well, to me, there's only been like I think two or three other people who have actually like ever agreed with me that the fact that he has King of Kings, Lord of Lords engraved on his thigh, mm-hmm. that's a tat. That's a tat to me.
We'll talk, you know, about it. We'll talk about it. I've seen that. I've seen that before.
You know, so that's a tat to me, you know, so I don't have, you know, oh, that'd be the topic, you know, for next week. And my thing is, honestly, that could be a portion of the topic, but I really would like to dive into the actual scripture.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like 11, because honestly, that's greatness. Like that to me, that chills. His name is called Faithful and True. Like that's greatness. That's everything that we have been, you know, saying. Like at this point, you know, saying it would have been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying for the great white horse. You know, saying to mm-hmm. finally come through. So just pretty much tackle them verses. Okay. And, you know, and the tattoo thing.
That's easy. I got you. Done.
Okay. Over and out. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Good night.
Before he gets too far away, we still got to do shout outs on the show. That's what we still do at Crosstalk.
Anyway. We're never going to not do shout outs. Always know that.
No doubt. All right. Here's a shout out. Shout out to my wife, Keisha, tuning in. Shout out to my mom down in Great Georgia, tuning in. Shout out to our homie Brandy tuning in. Shout out to homegirl Alicia out in Kyans, still holding it down for us.
Yes,
shout out.
You are.
Shout out to my daughter November, one of my biggest supporters in the household here.
All right.
Shout out to Love Word Studios for mixing and editing our thing, like mixing and mastering our stuff. Not. Yes, sir. Shout out to New Orleans tuned in.
Right.
Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Stone Mountain, Georgia. Shout out to Fort Mill, South Carolina. That's a first timer.
Okay.
Shout out to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Shout out to Jonesboro, Georgia. Shout out to Eatonton, Georgia. Shout out to Washington, D.C. up in the building.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Graysonville, Maryland. And shout out to Tokyo, Japan. Always rocking with us. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pun.
Cross Talk
Radio.
Peace.